step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Kim. Guess what time of year it is?
It's Halloween, and we've got a week of creepiness for our listeners.
Yep. October 26th to the 30th, we'll be celebrating our favorite holiday with you, our favorite people.
Each day, we'll have a brand new mini episode of something creepy and crawly for you to enjoy.
So stop in and listen every day, then tweet us for a chance at some killer kudzu giveaways. Cut that out. It's undignified.
Okay. Hey, y'all. Thanks for coming back to listen to another Friday episode of Kudzu Killers, Homicide, and Sweet Tea.
I'm Lark, and that other voice you hear is Kim. For the next 15 minutes or so, we hope to bring y'all an interesting tidbit about crime, or a story we feel you'll like but just doesn't have enough information available for a full episode.
We hope you enjoy these tasty morsels of good old Southern Gothic mayhem.
So sit back, grab your glass of iced tea, relax, and enjoy yourself. So now, on with the show. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Lark.
So today, have you decorated your house yet?
No. I don't do it till the last minute. I don't do it till the last minute, remember? You helped me one year.
Yes,
I do.
I know
it the day of.
I know.
And
I know.
Then I take it down the night of.
I was very hopeful that you might get a jump on it because it's really hard to, you know, decorate everything and then get dressed and then enjoy it all and then take it all down. But I get it. I totally understand.
I like it to be a surprise for the kids when they come down. You know, with all the murderers in the windows and the little girl from Ring in the front yard and spider eating a person in a car. You know, it's you want it to be a surprise. You know?
Kim's house is pretty awesome when Halloween comes around, so I'll give her that. Okay, yay! Well,
you provided the mannequins. So,
yeah, well, let me just say that Lark is a dumpster diver from way back. So one day I was driving past a bridal shop and I saw a whole bunch of feet sticking out of this dumpster. So I pulled over and lo and behold, there were two full-size people mannequins and two children mannequins. And so I took them all apart and I washed them all up and I had them back in my car. And so I'm driving around, drive through the Dairy Queen one day, and the little boy actually says, "Is that a dead body in your back seat?" And I just, as he handed me my blizzard upside down, as they do in the South, I said, "Yes, yes, it is. Have a nice day." Because we eat blizzards in October in Texas, just so
That's
y'all
right.
know.
Well, because it's still 85 degrees. So.
Exactly. But Kim is now the proud owner slash in possession of the said mannequins, and they stare down from her second story window as the strobe light flickers. So it's pretty cool if you ever make your way to Texas.
Hey, we've had Japanese tourists come and film it.
I know, and it's pretty incredible. And the music blasting and the gigantic spiders over the spider is big as the car. Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Oh my goodness gracious. But today is a little gruesome. So I guess I should mention that if you're faint of heart, maybe you might not want to listen, because if you think back when we were kids, we were all fascinated by the headhunters and shrunken heads, cannibals and witch doctors of the jungle of Africa, or places we couldn't spell correctly on our geography test, quite frankly. And so today we're going to start out with cannibals.
Start our week on a high note with cannibals.
We're going to start out with cannibals. So you know, while this particular recipe slash menu for turning your ex-husband into a keychain is not from Paula Deen's cookbook, for sure. It is, it's kind of interesting. Got some twists and turns. So you think that this was something of the very distant past, right? Because distant, we don't do this anymore. But as recently as July 2012, Kim, authorities in Papua New Guinea arrested 29 members of a suspected cannibal cult accused of killing. Yeah, accused of killing, murdering, hold your horses, murdering 7 witch doctors.
So the now cannibals are eating the witch doctors?
Yes, yes. And there's a good reason. There is a good reason. So I'm on the side of the cannibals, and you guys take a side here. Okay. Because, all right, so this is in the country's jungle interior, and the cult members reportedly ate their victims' brains raw and concocted soups from their penises.
Oh, jeez.
Do I have y'all's attention now? I'm telling y'all, Lorena Bobbitt's got nothing on these folks, girl.
Oh, jeez.
So Papua New Guinea is a large island. It's an island nation north of Australia, but it's deep within the country's rugged mountains and tropical rainforests, and some dark practices still occur there. The accused are alleged to have been a part of a 1,000-strong group. 1,000 people.
Wow.
Which was formed to take on these suspected witch doctors.
Now, oh, so that was like, they were like a posse of cannibals to going after these witch doctors. Okay.
They were a vigilante posse. Yeah. 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 So
most posses really were.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just you know, what, some had badges and some didn't. And these folks did not. I think they had machetes and a gleam in their eye. Because
hot.
Yeah. Because the victims weren't just anybody. They were the local witch doctors. And the cult believed their victims had been involved in Sanguma, which is their word for sorcery, and that they had been demanding sex and money from the villagers in return for exercising their spiritual powers. So basically, you know, I'm not going to wave my magic wand for you unless you do the deed. So the witch doctors were pretty much extorting them for sex and too much money and price gouging, as it were. So even in the jungle, they have to mark up, right? So a Madang police commander, Anthony Wagambi, confirmed reports that the cult members had eaten the victims' brains raw and had made soup from their penises.
You know, you can get all kinds of nasty viruses from eating raw brains of people.
Well, you can. It's a level of how do you say that word, Kim? Say
encephalitis.
It. Yes. There's a horrible disease that you get. You shouldn't eat brains. It there's a whole lot goes back to even the whole deal with mad cow disease when you're feeding different organs back to the animal mm-hmm. of source, right? Anyway, so he said they don't think they've done anything wrong, and they admit what they've done openly. He says, so you know, they just like, okay, we did it, and here's why. Mm-hmm. So the group claimed that witch doctors had began charging large fees of 1,000 kina, or that translates into about $175, and it needed to be cash. Plus,
they
needed
a lot for these people.
Hello, that's a lot for me. They needed the cash, a pig, and a bag of rice.
Okay.
Now, nobody said how big the bag was. I'm just assuming big as a pig, but I'm just assuming so. Anyway, so that's what they're asking for, casting out the evil spirits and providing other services for the said village cannibals. It's against our traditional ethics and morals for a sorcerer to have intercourse with a man's wife or teenage daughter, said one local cult leader in the Tangi area. Now, this area is inland from the Madang province on Papua New Guinea's northeast coast. So they got a little feedback from some other tribes, basically. And that the main cause of frustration that led to the forming of the group to hunt down these sorcerers was because of these traditional ethics and morals. They wanted them to have sex. That's what really was the bottom line. The sex and the money, and they were tired of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
Understandable.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine?
I'm not sure I would eat somebody's penis because of it, but, you know, that's understandable.
Oh, well, they had a good reason for that, and I'm not even going to comment on that comment. But anyway.
You know what I'm saying, filthy mind.
I have no filthy mind. I read it on the internet, so it's true. Okay. I mean, can you imagine the 1,000 cannibals just hell-bent on vengeance after you? I mean, my mind just boggles. So over time, as suspects were released to carry on as sorcerers, the people got fed up. So, you know, it's like they'd catch them and release them and they wouldn't get in any trouble. You know, so mm-hmm. one of the vigilante cannibals expressed dismay over this. There's a widespread belief in sorcery in the impoverished Pacific nation, where many people don't accept natural causes as explanation for misfortune, illnesses, accidents, or death. They need a reason.
Yeah, right.
I think most people do, but this is a little more basic, maybe primitive, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So in response to vigilante violence, a rise in attacks on people thought to practice the black magic and other sorcery-related crimes, Papua New Guinea has repealed its, get this, in 1971, they had something called a Sorcery Act,
okay,
which criminalized, quote, unquote, evil sorcery, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. So now the country has also reinstituted the death penalty for anyone found guilty of murdering a suspected witch.
Really?
Uh-huh. Now, more on that a little bit later, but yeah, mm-hmm. keep that in mind. So the locals, determined to get revenge on the profiteering witch doctors, sought their own supernatural training from village chiefs using their own possessed bush knives to hunt down and kill 7 people from April to July 2012, according to the Bangkok Press. Mm-hmm. So they were kind of fighting fire with fire. They were going to the white witch doctors to counteract the black magic.
Right.
So one of the guys said, "We ate their brains raw and took body parts such as livers, hearts, penises, and others back to the housemen," which was their word for traditional men's houses. And also for their chief trainers, the main chiefs. Mm-hmm. Who were instructing them to create other powers for the members to use. That was a comment by one of those who had been arrested. Now, the cult members believed that by eating a witch doctor's organs and body parts, that they would attain their supernatural and spiritual powers. And guess what would ultimately happen?
I'm afraid to ask.
They would become bulletproof.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
From eating penis soup.
Well, I think other organs went along with the program, but yeah. A local expert in the supernatural and witchcraft, cited by the Papua New Guinea newspaper said the group operated differently to traditional Papua New Guinea houseman practice, which was where specific people are typically trained to hunt a sanguma, remember, a sorcerer. They're specifically trained. Okay. Did y'all get
that? There must be a lot of problems with those witch doctors.
Yeah, well, those people are specifically trained to hunt him, but these people never kill sorcerers in broad daylight or mutilate and eat the sorcerer's flesh or hearts or livers or penises or anything. They don't do that.
These are the trained ones, the trained ones. Killers.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes. So, one of the gentleman commented that this is just insane. The trained hunter comments, this is insane. And the cannibalism of this group goes beyond the local culture. So they're, you know, beyond this group. So I'm thinking that there are other socially accepted norms of cannibalism, but vigilante cannibalism is just, you know, crossing the line. So there's a line in everything, apparently.
That's right.
And here it is.
You can be a cannibal and you can hunt witch doctors, but you can't eat their parts.
Right.
That's a no-no.
Yes, that's a no-no. Yes. That's the bottom line, really. So reports claim that there could be between 700 and 1,000 cult members in several remote Papua New Guinea villages in the northeast interior. Now, the killings prompted police raids in the village of Biambi, resulting in the 29 arrests. While under the colonial rule of Australia, the traditional culture of Papua New Guinea retained isolated pockets of cannibalism into the latter part of the 20th century. And it was cool. They were cool with it. And human flesh.
Isn't that kind of what Papua New Guinea is known for? I mean, when we think of witch doctors and shrunken heads and, you know, the bone necklaces and things like that, I think Papua New Guinea is the place that they usually talk about it with,
it is know? For cannibalism, because mainly because it goes back to the spiritual aspect, and we're kind of teasing, right. But they have always thought that even in other indigenous cultures, many, many indigenous cultures, they do believe that, you know, you eat your opponent's heart or you eat whatever, you know, to prove and to
absorb their power. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have conquered them. The whole thing with the witch doctors and the shrunken heads. Now, that is not in Papua New Guinea. That is, that's in South America, actually. And the reason for that was to prove that you had, well, first of all, it's to scare your enemies, but then it was also to prove that you'd done it and you've stood up for your family and gotten, you know, the revenge on whatever the crime might have been. So anyway, back to cannibalism. So human flesh has always been known as the long pig, and I always heard it as long pork, but long pig. And in recent years, there have been a number of cases alleged witchcraft and cannibalism. But do I need to mention that we're in the 21st century now? So in 2011, a man was reportedly found eating his screaming newborn son during a sorcery initiation ceremony.
The baby was still alive and he was
Yes, oh he was God. Eating him alive. Yes.
Where was this?
Where? Yeah. In Papua New Guinea.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, we're back in the jungle.
Places never to visit.
No, I don't think I need to see any of these places ever. Never. Then in 2009, a 20-year-old mother was accused of witchcraft after her 6-year-old son had recently died. Mm. Now, remember, they don't want to place that on just a normal health situation. They see that as a bad mojo or...
Yeah, bad luck, bad something's going on.
Yeah, bad... It's witchcraft is what they say. So the young woman was stripped naked, bound, gagged, and tortured with a hot iron, doused with gasoline, and burned alive on a pile of trash in broad daylight in front of hundreds of onlookers. Now that comes from the Associated Press.
So they didn't really know what her 6-year-old died of, but they blamed her and did away with her in a very painful manner.
Well, yeah, they blamed her. And while the officials condemned the brutal killing, they made no arrests.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
Remember the death penalty for murdering a suspected witch before? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So in October 2011, the father of a three-year-old girl allegedly took his daughter into a wooded area and bit into her neck, eating her flesh and sucking her blood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
This comes from the Papua New Guinea Post Courier reports. Now, two boys reportedly witnessed this event and reported it to the local officials. Now, the officials quickly arrested the man, but when the man saw the boys, he just laughed and continued to eat his own child's flesh and blood.
Oh, gee.
Licking and slurping.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, well, I was going to say maybe he's one of those people that ate the brains and that's just crazy. I mean, it's one thing to kill your child, because I was just reading about Chris Watts the other day, and I can't imagine holding your two-year-old down with a blanket over her face until you smother her to death. But taking them out in the middle of the woods and eating them is a whole nother level of evil to me.
Well, it is. I mean, to them, it's just, there's a level of okay to this, but then this is not okay.
Right.
You know, they're, like right. We said before, there are lines. And even they were kind of joking about it. There's still lines. These men were obviously doing this for some sort of a spiritual thrill or spiritual power. Mm-hmm. So, according to the reports in the National, which is another Papua New Guinea newspaper, 28 women and men appeared in court charged with this murder.
Right.
The murder of the witch doctors. It's not really clear what happened to the 29th cult member. They arrested 29, but then only 28 showed up. So, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so remember, any murder is punishable by death in the Papua New Guinea, although it seems like the waters are a bit muddy or bloody here, right? So,
right.
At the time of the arrest, police commander Anthony Wagambi speculated, again, that there could still be potentially another arrest of around 100 people, again, to up to 1,000 people. And I couldn't find out if any of these people had been executed or what even became of the rest of the story. It's like they told this great story and then it was disappeared. And as I really did try, I wanted to find out. Last we heard, they were awaiting trial, except for that one that got away. Ish. And I don't think that police commander Anthony Wagambi meant to be funny when he commented that none of the victims' remains had been found. And he concluded, this is a quote, "They're probably all eaten up," unquote.
Oh, I guess he's right.
Oh my God. So I guess times are tough on witch doctors in Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, it's a rough life right now.
I feel them. I feel their vigilance. I feel their reasoning and their tribal justice and all that. I guess that's what you call it. But yeah. See, that'll teach you not to inflate your prices. Because you're going to get bit in the ass.
Listen to that, Walmart.
You're going to get bit in the ass. Oh, my God. Anyway, well, that's all I got.
Okay. Well, that was an interesting story.
Well, I wanted to make y'all laugh and be grossed out a little, too. So I hope we went there.
Yeah, that was, yeah. That's all I got to say.
Hey, I like African food. What can I say? I don't know.
Not going to eat penis soup. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess it's technically not African. It would be, you know.
No, it's South.
Australian.
South Seas.
Yeah. Yeah. So it probably might have a little bit of pineapple up in it. I don't know. I'm just making this stuff up as we go.
Jokes.
I'm sorry. But okay. So. Halloween, we have more to come, y'all.
Gonna have exorcisms soon. Those exorcisms, like everybody loves.
Vampire cults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More.
We got goodies coming. So stay tuned.
We will see y'all soon.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye now.